Kingdom
Love
greetings.
Talk Radio.
Kingdom greetings and welcome to another Tamayo Deliverance Ministries, a study in the Word. Remember, we must study to show ourselves approved before God. A workman need not be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. Hallelujah. We thank God for this opportunity one more time to come together and just really study his word, line upon line, precept upon precept. I remember giving my life to Christ and wondering what was next. My pastor at the time told me to seek God. I was so excited. I left church in haste, breaking every speed limit imaginable because I could not wait to arrive home to seek God. Well, once I got in the house, I realized my pastor did not tell me how to seek God. We often hear the term, you must seek God for your answer to a problem. You must seek God for your answer to a situation. And it sounds nice, but unless you have asked a person if they know how to seek God, or unless you've told the person how to seek God, it's really frustrating when you want to do the right thing and you want to know him, but you just don't know how to go about doing it. Matthew 6:33 says, seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. Well, I knew somehow I needed to look for him. So instead of getting frustrated when I arrived home and I had no clue as to how to seek him, I decided to ask God, how do I seek you? So he started to show me how to seek him. When you are in a relationship with the Lord, there is nothing you can't ask him, and he will answer. Sometimes we feel like we have to fall upon our knees or ask someone else the questions that we can go directly to God for. So when I asked him, how do I seek you, Lord? He started showing me. He says, how can someone serve me if they don't know me? So I went to Genesis 1:27, and it tells us God created us in his image. That means we must be pretty special. He did not create us in the image of a dog, a rock, or a tree, but he created us in his image. Deuteronomy 4:29 states, but if from thence thou shalt seek the Lord thy God, thou shalt find him. If thou seek him with all thy heart and with all thy soul. So the first thing I must do is to put God first. I must put my desires and needs on the back burner and give him my whole heart, my full attention. When we give God our heart, we allow him to root out everything that is hidden in those chambers, because the heart is composed of chambers. The heart has four chambers, and it's really easy to allow things to be hidden in those chambers. It is easy to allow people to see our happy face, our happy-go-lucky side. But when it comes to the things that hurt us, we tend to forget, we tend to ignore them, we tend to bury them deep in our heart chamber. However, if it is not dealt with, it can lead to major issues. It can lead to our heart being hardened. It can lead to heart attacks. Giving God our heart means There are no secrets. If you think about it, he is all-knowing. Therefore, he already knows those things that we've hid within ourselves, those things that we hide from others. When we say, here is my heart, we're asking God to fix our broken heart, to fix those leaking vessels, those leaking valves. We're asking him to reconstruct our heart so that our blood is able to flow unhindered through our heart and eventually nurture our body. So God sees you as preparing our heart for him. 2 Chronicles 19:3 reads, nevertheless, there are good things found in thee, and has prepared thy heart to seek God. Now you are making him special in your life. Then your soul wants to be like the deer at the water brooks, panting after God. Your desire is to have more of him, so much of God that you can't wait to meet him. So then you start setting time aside just for him. He starts to reveal those hidden treasures, those hidden nuggets that only comes from on high. Now you are saying, God, thou art my God. Early will I seek thee. My soul thirsts for thee. My flesh longs for thee in the dry and thirsty land where there is no water. You can't think of no one except for Jehovah, Yahweh, the lover of your life, the bishop of your soul. You start meditating on him day and night. You want more of. When you seek God, you're looking for that person. You're looking for that one that can give you the answer, that one that can comfort you in the midnight hour, that one whose line is always available and never busy. Hallelujah. I challenge you to set time aside, to seek God like never before. We are living in perilous times right now. We don't know when he's coming back, and we definitely don't know where death is. We don't want to leave this side with our work not done. Seek God with your whole heart. Hallelujah, Jesus. Know that he's able to do exceeding and abundantly more than you can. More than you can ask. God bless you for tuning into Tamaya Deliverance Ministries, a study in the Word. Join us every Tuesday at 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. God bless you and have a joyous day in Jesus. Amen.